Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Parked out here in Lone Tree. Roads are pretty decent out here. Dry as we rolled in. I came in from Little Fun and rolling on C-470 past Chatfield Reservoir and the foothills there. It's coming down pretty good. It was getting
already?
Real slushy and wet and the snow and... you know, I was spinning my tires a little bit as I left the house, so we're going to get hit today, at least down in Little Fun by me.
Well, yeah, I think even if it's not going to stick to the road, we're still going to see quite a bit of moisture come our way, depending on where you're at in the metro area. But yeah, here in Lone Tree, like, I was driving into work, not a thing on the road. So
yeah, it was
dry.
Completely dry.
Yeah,
so that's all right. I'm up for it. I mean, okay, Josh, say your line.
Oh, we really needed the moisture, though. We do. It's dry out
it's
there, Jer.
Dry. Yeah. But I will say, it's funny how, like, irritated I am about this and, like, pissed. I'm like, snow, what the heck? Come on, snow.
Why? It makes no sense.
Why now?
Yeah. No, we definitely got spoiled. And the last time it snowed, I was looking, it was the Bronco game. That awful Bronco game.
60 days ago or something?
40
days
ago.
That's what it was.
But still, like, I mean, when we think about the last time it snowed, that seemed like a lifetime ago.
Yeah, I know. And I'm irritated. When I was watching Dave Frazier last night, I was like, come on, Dave, what are you doing to me?
I know.
What are you doing, my...
Not in the snowiest month.
My trees are blooming a little bit, Dave. You're killing me, boy. Is this going to put a damper on your plans? I think you said you were going to go to look at birds or something this weekend.
No, Monta Vista, they have the Crane Festival. I've got a little bit more about it coming up in my hype.
Okay.
But it's like 4 hours away and into the mountains. So
probably not a good
I just
time.
Don't think, yeah, because as much as the Denver Metro didn't necessarily, it's not going to stick for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
In the mountains, they're going to get hammered and it sticks up there.
Yeah.
They're saying like at least a foot up in the high country. So I am not trying to be
probably
around
not.
Any of that. But yeah, the Monta Vista Crane Festival, I've wanted to do that for years.
I've never heard about
no?
it.
No?
And off the air, Katie's like, I'm going to go to the Crane Festival. And being a guy, I was like, sweet, construction cranes? Like, do they build them right in front of you?
That's what I said.
Can go lift heavy things? Like,
Jeremy,
whoa.
That is exactly what Josh said.
Yeah.
He was like,
cranes?
So trucks and
I go, everybody brings their big yellow trucks.
Yeah. Can we drive a bulldozer?
No. It's the beautiful birds, the cranes, there's ducks and more, but it's all in like the national like wildlife habitat there. And it's in the observatory and you go and set up shop and you just see the migration of these beautiful birds.
That sounds
and
really neat, actually.
What does a crane sound like?
I have no idea.
You know what?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have no idea. But
can you pet the ducks?
They're beautiful. No.
Probably
you don't
not.
Want to pet the wildlife.
Can you bring a bag of bread you do at you know, some random lake? And
no.
No?
I don't think these birds
are used
to... I
don't think I'd want to go to this then.
Just loaves of Wonder Bread. Yeah, I don't think that's in their diet. But I've always wanted to go to it. But again, I don't think...
like you've got this weekend. Beautiful animal sanctuary, this refuge. And you come rolling in with a bag of Wonder Bread and a box of saltines. You're like, where are these birds at? Where are they at?